It was a good night for another incumbent Massachusetts Democrat, Congressman Richard Neal. Neal defeated Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse in the first congressional district's Democratic primary, 59% to 41%. With no challengers on the ballot for November, it appears Neal is on his way to a 17th term in office. Reporter Adam Frenier has more on Election Day in Western Mass.
Before the pandemic, the victorious Neal likely would have entered a large banquet room to the thunderous applause of hundreds of supporters. Instead, last night, the clapping and cheers came from a few dozen wearing masks at Springfield's Union Station who came to watch the congressman address the media. This primary is also a lot different for voters, with many casting ballots by mail before Election Day. But still, some did come to the polls on Tuesday. Morse, Holyoke's mayor, won some small rural towns across the far-flung district, including Williamsburg. At the town's polling place, Amanda Emerson says she voted for the challenger because...
Well, I don't know. I think we've had enough of Richie Neal.
Emerson's partner, Rick Lipschutz, also voted for Morse, but was worried about criticizing Neal too much.
I'd rather not be on his bad side since he'll probably win anyway.
Well, probably so. But, you know, and I think competition is good.
But Neal racked up big wins in the bigger cities of the 1st District, including Pittsfield, Westfield, and his hometown of Springfield. The veteran congressman earned the vote of Juan Rivera.
I live in the north end of Springfield, and he's been very responsive to us. Also, you know, he's the chairman of the House Ways and Means, and I think that, you know, he's been responsive to his district.
Neal, who was first elected to the U.S. House in 1988, offered one key for his success.
I won tonight again with working-class Democrats.
Neal also ticked off a number of priorities for his next term, from growing the Affordable Care Act to delivering funding for much-talked-about passenger rail service between Western Mass and Boston.
We must bring this pandemic under control and pass legislation that rescues the health and prosperity of this country. We will put legislative action behind the powerful words of the recognition of racial and economic disparities that still confront America.
During his 10-minute-long speech, Neal never mentioned Morse by name, perhaps owing to a race that grew increasingly testy over the last month, but he did make sure to throw one last jab.
So let me thank the people of the 1st Congressional District again tonight, and I want to thank the people of Holyoke, Massachusetts tonight for giving me a victory.
Neal carried Holyoke, Morse's hometown, by about 5 percentage points. As for Morse, his address to supporters a short time later had upbeat moments, but it wasn't the usual concession speech. He continued to hammer Neal for his acceptance of donations from corporate political action committees.
You would never know we have one of the most powerful members of Congress representing us, because time and time again, we have a member of Congress that is using his power to benefit the corporations and special interests that invest vast amounts of money in his campaign.
Morse says his campaign did pretty well financially as well, raising about $2 million from what he termed grassroots supporters and not from PACs. His campaign says $1 million of that came in last month and attributed it in part to what the campaign called a failed smear campaign. In early August, Morse was accused by the College Democrats of Massachusetts of engaging in inappropriate behavior with college students. Shortly after, the blog The Intercept reported the claims were brought forward by a student trying to curry favor with Neal and involved state Democratic officials. The LGBTQ Victory Fund has called the allegations against Morse, who is gay, a homophobic attack. On Tuesday night, Morse said the situation made a difference in the result of the primary.
We saw a coordinated political attack that goes all the way up to Washington, D.C. Congressman Neal, the people around him, the Massachusetts Democratic Party.
Neal has denied any involvement, and with this campaign now in the books, he's headed back to Washington and Morse to the mayor's office in Holyoke. And now congressman and mayor could be in position to have to work together, if even begrudgingly. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Adam Frenier.